Well, it's not that they're not licensed. It's the fact that there's a Czech pilot or a Czech airman, you know, next to them who's actually, it's sort of like getting your driver's license with having somebody next door that has full control of the aircraft. So it's not unusual for pilots to do training in this particular way, but they usually have very strict supervision. I think that's the biggest issue around this is with an extremely experienced pilot sitting next to this person, there should not have been an issue whatsoever.
From the people you've been speaking with in the industry, what are some of the scenarios people think might have happened in that cockpit for so much experience to be sitting there and yet for so much apparent confusion on final approach?
It's hard to say because in this particular situation, the first thing you think of is some sort of mechanical failure or some sort of weather-related issue. Those are typically the two most common issues. In this case, there was pretty good weather, and it doesn't appear, at least at first blush, until they get all the air traffic data and a variety of the flight data recorder information that they can cross-check with everything. So it appears like everything looked to be normal to everybody until the last few seconds. And in this particular case, I think nobody actually has an explanation for what's going on. I think that's the curious thing. I know they did interview the pilots yesterday. We'll find out, at least from the pilot's perspective, what happened.
What about the design of the 777? Is that what helped save lives here?
There's no doubt that over the last 20 or 30 years, a lot of these crashes that have occurred over that time span, they've studied them, how they can actually harden the particular aircraft, harden the particular seats. They're even talking about nowadays putting, you know, airbags in particular aircraft. I mean, you're much safer getting into an aircraft than you are in getting in your bed at night. Statistically, that certainly doesn't help people on their next flight when they begin to worry about things. But in general, you know, it's one of the safest things you can do.
Now let's talk about the status at San Francisco International Airport now for folks that might be heading there on a flight. Is the airport back to full operations or what's the status?
Well, they have one of the four runways that's out of commission in this particular case. Yesterday, they had cancellations, actually fewer cancellations in Chicago O'Hare and New York LaGuardia. So it'll take a few days to unwind everything. Remember, a lot of folks were diverted all down the West Coast. Some were probably even diverted into Seattle. And it's going to take a while to get the crews and those people back into sequence. By Thursday morning, with at least three runways going, it should be back to fairly normal operation.
Before we let you go, any hot deals from Seattle right now for summer travel?
Well, as long as you travel the sort of the last week in August, there's plenty of deals to Florida. They're all ranging in the mid-300s right now, which is a pretty good deal round trip. You can get to the West Coast, New York, Washington, D.C., in the mid-300s. But if you're planning on flying in the next 5 or 6 weeks, the prices are all above 400 and 500 to 600 if you're going coast to coast. So you're just going to have to pay right now going coast to coast unless you can wait till the end of August.